At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you wondering about home inspections? What inspections you should get as a buyer before buying a house? Who should be there for the inspection and what you should do during the inspection? Well, stay tuned as I address these common questions. I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, a local San Jose, California realtor. Today, we're going to talk about home inspection tips for buyers. If you're a seller and you have similar questions, please check out the seller playlist. First, what inspections should you get when you're buying your house? Of course, ask your buyer's agent what inspections the seller has provided up front. A lot of sellers in the San Jose area will do inspections ahead of time. The three inspections you need to get an overview of the property but when you're buying a house are a property inspection or general property inspection, a termite inspection or pest inspection, it can be called, as well as a roof inspection. So here's where you talk with your buyer's agents to look at the results of these inspections that the seller provided and decide if you need further inspection on top of that. Of course, if the seller did not provide any of those inspections, definitely get those scheduled as soon as possible and make sure you're accounting for the timeline of those inspectors in your contingency period. That's really important, especially for a general property inspection. A general property inspection is going to highlight areas that maybe need further inspections by an expert. For example, electrical, plumbing, foundation, and they'll usually talk about roof too, but I definitely, like I said, recommend you get one of those anyway. So the second question, who attends a home inspection? Well, definitely your buyer's agent should be there, but you as the buyer should definitely be at the inspections as well. It is worth a day off of work because this is a large investment that you are making and you want to make sure A, you understand the property and feel comfortable with it, and B, are there to see any items that need your attention. So what do you do at the inspection? There are five tasks or steps that I recommend you take care of during that home inspection time. Typically, a general property inspection will take 2 to 3 hours. So you've got a lot of time to really research and get a good feel for the property. So the first thing you need to do is really take a look around the house and look at all the details that possibly you don't remember. Get a good feel for the house because it's probably not going to be a lot of opportunities again for you to visit the house until you close escrow. So this is your time to make plans and understand all the details of the house you need to make your move. The second step is to take measurements. Maybe you need measurements for new appliances or for furniture to understand if your couch will fit, or maybe even just general room measurements so that you can play around with the furniture arrangement, for particularly in your kids' rooms, so that when you move, it can go right into place and you can be right and settled in. The third step is to really understand any work that you plan to do on the property and take detailed pictures so that you can speak with contractors or family members to discuss your plans. This is your opportunity to take care of those plans and gather any information that you need. The fourth point is really important. Now that's going to be check the seller's disclosures in detail and bring a checklist or the actual disclosures highlighted with you to the inspection. What I want you to do is walk through those areas that the seller mentions maybe have been a past problem and take a very close detailed look so you have a full understanding of that area. And point number 5 is to have the inspectors walk you through or show you the items that they found. Spend a good 20 minutes or whatever it requires at the end of the inspection to get the highlight reel, if you will, or the overview of what they found and have them actually point out those items to you. This is a great learning opportunity for you to study your house and understand a little bit more about the details and how you're going to maintain it once it's yours. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. What's an engineer? Always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.